Hello, and welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Chris. With me today, as always, are Joshua.
Hello.
And Danielle.
Hello.
If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we choose a topic and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. We rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting, so go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. Today's topic is, every time you have sex, you feel like you have to shit uncontrollably or vomit uncontrollably.
You know, I was just thinking the other day that maybe we should lay off on the poop episodes, but then here we go.
And then here we go. I felt like we had kind of a run where we didn't talk about poop.
I don't know if we did.
It didn't really feel like the same podcast, honestly.
I'll tell you, every morning I kind of have the runs. Sorry. Is that... No.
Wow. I was waiting for the punchline, but...
No, that's just it.
That's just
because you said we were on a run. That's all.
Oh, I get it now. Okay.
Yeah. No. Wow. Not funny.
Josh, just striking out today. That does not bode well for this episode. So, questions? Do you guys have any? You guys have any questions?
So, okay. So you feel super nauseated. Is it enough that you actually hurl, and is it enough that you actually poop, or you just feel this way, like?
You just feel this way,
you probably would never trust that it just like wouldn't happen. You'd probably think,
exactly
like, oh, shit,
like it feels like, you know, when you know when you need to vomit, or maybe this is just me, I'm not sure, but you know when you need to vomit and like your mouth starts watering,
yeah,
and like you just know instinctually, like the reptilian part of your brain says, oh, you're gonna vomit. You know, your stomach is hitching, it's queasy. All the signs are there. That's how you feel. And, you know, vice versa, or I guess, I mean, yeah. Switch the orifice and it's the same with the other side. You know, you're clenched. Your lower bowel area gets really crampy. Your legs start kind of doing the wibble wobbles. Yeah. You have to clench, like you instinctually have to clench to hold it back, even though there's nothing there. I mean, you guys know, like everybody knows what it's like to really need to shit or really need to vomit, and you're not going to do it. It just lasts for the duration of the sexual experience.
Okay, here's a question.
Yeah,
hit me. What do either of these do to my boner?
Nothing. Whatever, I mean...
Because I feel like both of these would have a profound effect.
Significant negative impact.
Yes.
I mean, unless you're into that, I guess. No, I'm going to
totally,
I'm gonna say...
Totally, nausea.
I'm going to say for the purposes of this that they... Like, you can still perform the act of sex. Otherwise, it's kind of a dumb... It's kind of a moot thing, because every time you have sex, you
can't have sex.
Can't have sex. Exactly. So for the purposes of this, they don't, like, you can still perform all the actions, you can still go through the motions, you still, it still feels good, assuming, you know, you like what you're doing. It's just you feel like you need to shit or vomit uncontrollably.
Okay, so I feel like I know which way to go on this already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I feel like this is a fairly easy one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Lay it on me there.
You take the shit side of things.
Really?
Because I feel like the visible symptoms of having to shit yourself are more easily played off as something that might be physical reactions of sex.
Like
sweating,
clenching,
and panting.
Sweating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's
really
easier to mask that one.
Versus, like, dry heaving.
Yeah. Just
putting your hand
right
over
into
your
someone's
mouth.
Face.
Like, no, baby, that's just what I do when I get really excited.
That's just the sound that I make, you know, when I'm getting there.
Yeah. Not to mention, I think for vomiting, like if you feel like you need to vomit and you're kind of shaking, like to the rhythm, that can't help.
Oh yeah.
You know, like it's almost like that seasickness. The motion of the ocean, exactly. It's not, Josh, it's not the size of the boat. It's the motion of the ocean. Yeah, but in this case, like, yeah, that might exacerbate it a little bit. Like, obviously, you're not going to vomit.
Well, but I'm guessing that you don't really know that. Or if you do know that, you can't entirely trust it because, like, you just feel so sick.
Exactly. Like, what's the difference between feeling like you're going to vomit and not vomiting and feeling like you're going to vomit and vomiting? Like, in the moment when you feel like you're going to vomit, there is no difference.
Well,
the only difference is looking back later. I mean, sooner... I mean, I do think you could get somewhat used to this. You know, it's not going to be great, but you know that every time you're about to have sex, you're going to feel this feeling, and you just need to trust that it's not going to happen. I think you could sort of move past it a little bit. Maybe not move past it, but I guess deal with it.
How many times do you think it would take before you're confident, like, okay, this isn't going to happen? Because now that once you said that you don't know that it's not going to happen, that made me think maybe I want to switch. Because if I think I'm going to throw up on someone, I think that's easier to come back from than I just shit on you.
Well, that's what I was thinking, is the panic of shitting versus the panic of vomiting. It isn't about the thing. Like, you don't, it's not that you don't want to do the thing, it's that you don't want to do the thing with the person that you're with.
Yeah.
You know, like, clearly you don't want to vomit, and clearly you don't want to shit uncontrollably. Like, that, nobody really loves doing that. Nobody signs up for that. That's not, you know, a choice anybody wants to make. But in this instance, it's more about you don't want to be embarrassed about doing that in the area of sexy times.
And if it's going to happen, vomiting is one that you can potentially come back from.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think, too, like, which feeling is more unpleasant? Like, the crampy, uncomfortable, poopy feeling? Or, like, the hurly, nauseated feeling? They're both admittedly pretty awful. And, of course, we've all felt both of them. But,
right,
like, which can you deal with better? Like, which is the thing that you can power through a little bit better?
I think I can power through having power to shit through uncontrollably
nausea better.
More. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Because I was, maybe it's just because of my experience, like growing up, I would constantly get car sick. And I was on a business trip a little while ago, and I was stuck in a taxi in Chicago traffic in stop and go with what could have been the worst driver in history. And it was just like hurling forward and stopping and hurling forward. Oh, and God. I was able to, like, you know, put myself in a certain headspace where I was like just focusing on my breathing. Could be years of yoga practice, but just like trying to find my zen place through the nausea. But I think that if my stomach was cramping and I felt like things were going to escape down south, I wouldn't be able to handle it, because I would go into panic mode. Because I've had that happen before, where you're like stuck in a car in traffic and then all of a sudden things go bad. I know Joshua can speak to this as well.
Joshua, did you shit in a car?
Just this morning, actually.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
On the way to work.
Yeah, just... I keep this bucket in my back seat just in case, and I was so glad I had it today.
Yeah.
That obviously is not true. However, I know that he's had times where, with the ridiculous traffic that he faces every day, that, you know, he's in the car and he has to stop, or things just go bad or whatever. So,
you know, and I've definitely had, you know, I mean, now that you mention it, you know, like, I'll be on the bus and maybe I had an extra drink the night before,
or
and
nine.
So I'm a little hungover and so I'll get nauseous and I'll have to get off like a stop or two early because I just can't be on the bus anymore.
Yeah, just to like slow walk home or whatever.
Right. Like, no, this is to work. I'm rarely hungover after work.
Yeah, that's true. That makes sense.
I'm drunk after work. I'm rarely hungover after work. Yeah. So, but I feel like during the Man, this is a really tough one. I know I'm the commissioner.
They're both pretty terrible.
Well, I mean, on the pooping one, though, I feel like... Well, which one do you think the motion affects you more on?
Vomiting.
You think so?
I do.
In every possible sexy time position?
Well, so, I mean, I'm also the guy, and I think that may change... depending on if I was you know, male or female.
I'm just thinking that if you transition from laying to standing, then I don't know, the pooping, I feel like then gravity's working against you and things might feel like they're coming even quicker.
At what point, I mean, do you think at a certain point you would be able to relax even though you're feeling these things? Because
don't
you know that they're not going to happen?
No.
Okay.
It would just be miserable.
I realize I'm the commissioner, so I can make that decision. I'm just trying to think.
Like, I feel like it'd almost be like punishment. You know, like every time you want to get busy and now you just feel so awful, you'd be like...
Right.
It'd be like the Catholic guilt. Like, you wouldn't be able to disassociate the two. You'd be I'd really like to get laid, but I guess I'm being punished by the world because every time I try to have sex, something goes terribly wrong.
Right.
You probably
right.
just end up not wanting to have sex anymore.
So I was going to say, is this only with partnered sex or is this solo as well?
I'm going to say only partnered sex because that's just mean. like, come on. There's a limit to the cruelty here on this or that, and we've reached it. But I am going to open it up to all kinds of sex, all of the kinds of partnered or more than one partnered sex.
If there's another person involved, then it counts.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking.
Yeah,
this is tough. I am leaning towards. So, Josh, I really like where you're going with the vomit uncontrollably because if it's between vomit and shit, vomiting can be explained, and so maybe there's less panic.
Yeah.
But as soon as I think of that, I stop when basically, like, I think just the motion of the ocean, like, that's going to make it worse. Like, that's going to make the nausea worse.
Yeah.
Whereas with the shit uncontrollably, like, I don't think it's going to be affected.
I don't know.
By that motion.
I think it still would.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's still any... You know how things are, like, churning and they're grumbling and they're... I think that it would be just as bad.
And then also the having it be something that you can explain away, that's only good for the first, 10 times? Then you're going to become comfortable that you're not going to do it anymore and you don't need that anymore.
Right. Right. You know, now that I think about it, there have been times... in my life where I have needed to shit real, real bad. And there have been times where I've needed to vomit real, real bad.
During sex?
And no, not during
sex. Oh, okay.
I don't think. Just scanning back. No, I don't think so. And I feel like I have better control over the shitting feeling than the vomiting feeling. Like, I can make it go away. Like, I can't make nausea go away. Like, it's just there. It's always there. So I guess maybe I'm different than you, Danielle, when you were talking about being able to sort of tamp it down and focus on your breathing.
Yeah, I think it's just something that I've experienced so much. Like, just through my entire childhood, literally every time I got in the car with the parents, I would feel carsick. So...
You're leaning towards vomiting?
And to me, like, throwing up is the worst thing ever. Like, I was talking to somebody the other day about, like, if I throw up, like, I start to sob afterward. Like, I can't deal with it emotionally. Like, it's so traumatic for me. But I think, you know, I felt nauseous so much, like, through my childhood that it, you know, it's just something that I can deal with.
You know, the only time where
admittedly, this is a lose-lose situation.
This is a lose-lose. The only time I vomited and I couldn't handle it, like, emotionally was I ate, like, a bunch of oatmeal and then vomited and it came out as a tube. Like, it was all it had soaked up all the water. And so it came out as this, like, esophagus-sized tube of oatmeal that was just being pushed out of my body. And I couldn't breathe. And it was just, yeah, it was just a lot. I just felt like sharing that with you guys.
That was a good share.
Did Joshua ever tell you about his oatmeal? His pass with oatmeal?
Oh, God.
I have a pass with oatmeal?
Yeah, so
you have an oatmeal pass?
Yeah, so Joshua... I had sex with a bowl of oatmeal once.
Yeah, and it burned his junk so bad. Anyway, so Joshua had, like, a bad experience with oatmeal when he was younger, so he just, like, hated oatmeal. I don't know what was wrong with the oatmeal that he had when he was a child, but ever since then, he's just like, no, I can't have oatmeal. But then, like, a year ago, he decided he was going to try it again. I think because it's one of those, like, bodybuilder foods. Like, you eat broccoli, you eat chicken, you eat rice, you eat oatmeal.
Sure, yeah.
And you eat egg whites. Like, those are your basic food groups. So, dude makes a bowl of oatmeal. And rather than doing what a normal person does and put, like, brown sugar and cinnamon or whatever, puts soy sauce on it.
It would go together. When I tasted it just plain, I was like, oh, yeah, this could use some soy sauce.
No.
What?
What?
Yeah, needless to say, he had like one bite and he's like, this is gross. I'm like, that's because you put fucking soy sauce
on it.
You put
fucking soy sauce on it.
I tried it before the soy sauce also. To be clear, I didn't just start dumping that shit on there immediately.
I don't know, dude.
That's your excuse.
Sometimes.
That's the mitigating factor. You tried regular
I tried it and I was like,
oatmeal, and you're like,
what could this use? This could use something salty, like soy
sauce. I want something salty and fishy on this oatmeal. I think
are no foods that you put a like non-standard condiment for that food on.
Not really.
Not really.
Really?
Maybe.
Not
like,
that I can think of.
I don't know.
Mayonnaise and fries?
That's not non-traditional.
That's
mayonnaise
not non-traditional.
Is a cheeseburger.
For most people, that is non-traditional.
Well, I mix it with ketchup, and a lot of people do that.
Okay. We're getting sidetracked. I'm gonna rein us in here.
Thanks,
as commissioner. I wanna let's go to the voting phase. Danielle, what are you thinking?
I'm going nausea.
You're going to vomit uncontrollably. Joshua,
yeah.
did any of this sway you?
No,
or?
I'm shitting all over the damn. Well, I'm not shitting all over the damn place.
Right, but you're. I think I'm going shitting. I think I can control it more, and I can just deal with it. Yeah.
I think it's similar to Danielle's. I think I just have a familiarity with that sensation.
Yeah, because between
exactly.
The lactose intolerance and
right.
Other, you know, just complete intolerance of other foods, like
except soy sauce.
Except for soy sauce. Joshua's got all sorts of gastrointestinal emergencies on a regular basis, so you know that's his happy place. It's
all
no different than anywhere else.
Oh, excuse me, soy sauce.
Yeah. Oh, that dude from Hell's Kitchen.
All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discussed shitting uncontrollably or vomiting uncontrollably during sex. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com or tweet us at tortpodcast. You can even drop by our Facebook page and say hi. Have a great idea for a topic? Send us an email. And don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.